Abby, my little dog, never gone out of the apartment except for her little short walks. And I decided, since it was just a clinic visit, I thought I would take her with me and then we'd take a drive after the doctor's visit.
So you decided to drive 2 blocks to your appointment and then you left your dog in the car.
And I was parked in a shady spot, so Abby was okay.
Because it was August and it was only 85 or 90 degrees out.
I'm sitting in Dr. Doswa's office. While I'm in there, he reached across the desk and he felt my hand and forearm and he said, "You kind of feel a little clammy." And I said, "Well, that's what I'm carrying this around for, because every time I get clammy, then usually I need this barf cup." And he said, "Oh," like he wasn't real happy that I was there. And he took a hold of me. We all marched out of the room and down to an examining room where they put me on a examining table. That's when they decided I was really quite ill. And he made the mention that Pete.
And so who's Pete?
Was in the next room.
Pete is one of my best friends. He and I are both orthopedic surgeons. Dr. Doswa and Pete sometimes work on the same floor. And so my very great friend, Dr. Pete Rose, the orthopedic oncologist, just happened to be next door. So
the next thing I know, here Pete comes through the door and he comes over to the table and hugs me and says, "What are you doing here?" So anyhow, he and Dr. Doswa, they mentioned something about going to the emergency room. And I said, "I have a car parked down in the street and I have a dog in the car." So all of their eyes got really big. And he says, "Do you think you could get Sarah, his wife?"
Pete Rose's wife. She's a nurse educator and coordinates all the education for all of the OR personnel.
And he says, "We can maybe have Sarah get the dog out of the car and worry about the car later." So here came Sarah. And I've got all these doctors that are kind of important worrying about my dog. So anyhow, Sarah and Pete thankfully took care of the dog, took it to my son's house. When you get elderly, you have a tendency to still want to do things on your own, and you haven't realized that you're not supposed to do that yet. I just recently went back to see Dr. Doswa for a follow-up on my surgery, and the first thing his nurse said when she walked in the room is, "The dog in the car?" And I said, "No."
But you know they would do anything for you.
Well, they have taken me to dinner in the past when you guys were out of town and stuff. So it's all like family.